This feature, Sport in Focus, is funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee.
Now, in our latest Sport in Focus series, delighted to be turning a spotlight on water sports, but maybe not as you might know them. And to explain what I might mean by that, I'm delighted to be joined by Leanna Ladan to do just that. Leanna, thanks for taking the time out of what I know is a hugely busy schedule for you to have a little bit of a chat with us. I suppose, look, firstly, people will know Leanna Ladan. When you say Ladan, Navan is always the name that will come up in terms of a club. That means you were brought up by the sea, you were brought up by the coastline. So I guess water sports was a natural interest for you from an early age, was it?
Yeah, so I started fairly early when I was young. So I started off the club when I was around 10 or 11. So I always used to love the water. But I started off competitively when I was 10 or 11. And really, I started off in Ennis Swimming Club and I loved it. Like, the minute I started, I actually loved it. Like, and then I went to Limerick Swimming Club, you know, just to get higher in my sports and higher, like, more hours and try to be the best I could. And I went back to Ennis recently, actually, because, like, after all my achievements. So I went to Worlds in Italy where I won a silver medal. And then I had last year I had Europeans in Poland where I won, so was it 6 individual medals and 2 golds, and then I went to Belgium where I won a gold individual medal in a swim and a bronze in a board rescue event with my partner from Donegal. So after that I had a bit of burnout around September, you know, as an athlete was. And I was getting kind of like tired, getting up at 4:30 every single morning. I thought it was quite hard, so I made the decision to go back to Ennis Swimming Club where I started off originally, and I'm starting to get back on track now to try to focus my goals on Australia coming in August.
There's a lot to unpack in that, but I think what listeners might have picked up on there is that this young girl is so modest in what she has won that you had to almost remember, oh yeah, it was just the 6 individual medals that I won. So, I mean, that's an incredible trait to have, firstly, but... So take me back to the very first day then you come into Innes. Now, as people will know from the likes of Kilbeha and Cross and these places, Innes isn't close. And you referenced there early mornings. That took a hell of a lot of commitment at 10 or 11 years of age.
Yeah, so I was 10 or 11. I was living back in West Clare, so out in Carrigaholt. So I started off there. I was in Ennis Swimming Club and I had to drive an hour into Ennis Swimming Pool, which is quite a lot, and then rush back to school and be like 10, 15 minutes late just for school, like. And then it kind of got harder, so we moved to Ennis around when I was 13 and I started school in sixth class then, so it was so much easier living in town. And then I got an opportunity from Limerick saying I could train with them and be on this squad, and I was so excited, so I just went to Limerick then.
Yeah, what was it about the swimming that seemed to grab you the minute that you got into the pool?
I suppose I grew up by the sea, so I always kind of had that natural thing there, and Mam always got me into swimming when I was young, and well, like, I was a bit of a sporty person anyway, so I wanted to do what I loved best, and that was just the swimming.
Yeah, I guess people will know your mum and your dad in their various guises, Christina and Mick, and I guess given that their background in sport of one thing or another, it was always going to be a part of your life, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I started surf lifesaving when I was 12. And it was really just my friends that got me into it, because they were like, oh, you should do this, you should do that, it's great crack, and there's a bit of running in there as well, and I got that from my dad. Like, I always used to be a fast runner, so I was like, well, if I put swim and run together, like, I could be unstoppable. So I tried that out and I actually loved it, because I was in the sea and then I was in the pool, so it was a bit of both. So I wasn't just in the pool where I was doing the exact same thing every single time. So in surf lifesaving, many different events in pool and sea, so it's completely different.
Yeah, so just maybe explain to people the difference then, because when they hear swimming and water sports, immediately you think of the pool-based stuff.
Yeah.
But here in Clare in particular, that life-saving competitive element has been huge. I mean, there's been savage success, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's a rising sport in Clare. It's not really like a known one, because it's like, it's still growing. So I'm just trying to promote that sport at the moment. So there's 4 athletes there on the Irish team from Clare, which is a big amount, because there's, I'd say, 12 on the actual Irish team, and 4 coming from Clare is quite a lot. So it's based in Milltown Malbay in White Strand out in, and it's basically just the sea training from May to September, and then pool training from December till February. So I just had the National Pool Surf Life Saving. I won multiple senior titles there, so...
Again, that word multiple, I mean, it's just, there's so many of them that you're just so modest in telling us just how many that there are. But so you're based in the White Strand of Milltown. Have you coaches then, or is there a club there? How does all that work?
Yeah, it's a club, and it's basically just, there's a pool club, so we do that. And in the pool, we do like obstacles. We do like 200, do you know the 200 meter freestyle? It's basically just that with obstacles in between, and that's a quite tough event. You carry 80 kg mannequins, you do line throws, so it's as if you're saving someone, and you do clip-ons as well, so you have a rescue tube and you clip on a mannequin and drag it back. Like, it's quite tough. It's harder than swimming, which I think anyway, but it's a bit of both. You kind of have to be great at swimming to be good at surf life.
Yeah, and I like that physical strength then, that's something that you've had to train for. It's not just pool-based stuff, is it?
No. It's the pool, it's the beach as well, so it's not just the pool. I train in the pool all year round, so I'm up at 4:30 every morning, and then that carries on into the beach, so that's where I won most of my individual medals, was in the beach. And that's basically, so you do sea swims, which is 400 metres, you're running, swimming, and then running again. You have board races, and you have ski races, and then you have an iron race. So there's multiple different things with relays in between as well, so it's always just good crack. Like.
So what kind of structure of championships are there? National, European, Worlds, and what's your experience within all those?
We started off in Munster in the beach, and that's around August, and about 2 months later is the Nationals. So you have to qualify from the Munsters to get to Nationals. It's usually top 8 from Munsters to go to Nationals. And from Nationals then they pick like who would be the best ones there. So probably about, you have to get top 3 places in your events to get picked for the national squad for next year to go to abroad places like Europeans or Worlds. So Europeans or Worlds would be the next year coming once you get picked for national squad. So once you get picked for national squad, you have to have trials even to get into the team. So you're just racing all the time. Like even last year I was racing six weeks in a row. So it was mad.
You've got to travel a little bit with this?
Yeah, so... 2 years ago I went to Italy for World Championships. That was my first ever abroad thing, and I was scared, like, because it was Worlds and it was massive, and there was all the Aussies and New Zealand, and then there's Italy, and so that was first, and that's where I got my world medal there with my board rescue partner. So it was like I had to swim, my board rescue partner had to swim out, and then I was on the board, she'd tap a buoy out there, I go out on the board, rescue her, and we have to paddle back in together. So that was when I first won my world medal. And then last year, just gone, was I got picked for the national squad, and then I had to do trials, and then I got picked for the team. And then I did Europeans in Poland, and that's where I did, where I got my individual medals and my Taplin relays as well. And then based from there, I got picked for a senior team for Belgium, and then a month later.
It's brilliant to get to see the world while doing something you love. But just when you mentioned there about the likes of the Australian and the New Zealand teams competing, like we would have seen on different television shows and stuff like that, that things like that, that life-saving, that's a real tradition within their kind of, their local, you know, is it pretty much a new phenomenon in Ireland, or has there been much tradition with it, or is this something that has just grown recently?
But like it's been there years, like, but it's just not really brought up a lot. And like I know people have gone back, I'd say 30 years have been doing it, but it's only really now when it's hopefully going into Olympics in 2028 or 2032 that's really starting to get big now. The homeland is in Australia, and that's where Worlds is this year, and that's where I'm hoping to go this year and get a world medal, hopefully in World Juniors. So it's based in Australia, and it's basically, it's like football over there, like compared to here, it's massive in Australia.
Olympics target?
Yeah. So Worlds this year hopefully put me in a good direction towards Olympics in 2028 and 2032. It's supposed to be in the Olympics in 2032 in Australia, so that's how they're probably going to get it in. So I love nothing more to get to the Olympics than that.
Did you think at 10 years old when you were coming in from West Clare to the Inis swimming pool that was this something you had in mind, or did you ever think that you'd get to this level? Because this is elite where you're at.
Yeah, I suppose I thought about it. Like, yeah, I even remember like writing our goals out in primary school when I was in fourth class, and I always wanted to be an Olympian, and everyone started laughing because they were just like, "Oh, you're to be a footballer," and that's what my dad was saying as well, actually. So once I got into swimming, I realised that I could actually be an Olympian, and like, I suppose since I have got all these medals, I now am on a path to that way. So it's just like amazing how far I've gone in a few years.
Yeah. From a professional sense then, is this something that you can take up to be a career? Is it something you'd like to keep involved for many years to come?
Yeah, I suppose it's actually one of the only sports that's a life-saving skill. So I'm trying to get people to try get into that. And it's a great skill to have, and like, I just love seeing people start the sport, and even like the numbers in Clare are getting huge. Like, I'd say there's hundreds of like little nippers, so under 14s, and they're starting from 6-year-olds now, so it's just amazing how far they've come now.
Yeah, and like, to be all based out of Innes,
yeah,
to have that is great. But I'd imagine like that there will be a lot of young people like you that might get interested in it. Like, wouldn't it be great to have a facility in maybe the west of the county and the yeah. east of the county, just to make it that bit more accessible? Do you think that turns some people off getting involved in it, the commitment? Because everybody wouldn't have the drive that the likes of you do.
Yeah, I suppose, like, because even I thought it was really hard, because I was driving in an hour from West Clare, and I thought that was really hard going into Ennis, never mind like Limerick and trying to do that. But I think they should set up another base. It's in White Strand, which is not too far away, but like, to get more people involved, it'd be great to have another set up back west, which I'd be willing to help out with anyway.
Yeah, certainly would. From a school perspective then, what's the plan for the next while?
Well, I definitely use TY to my advantage, like, because, well, I thought TY was great. Like, I was just focusing on my sport, that's about it. And in school, I'm just hoping to get the Leaving Cert done and go away to Australia to focus on getting to Olympics for Ireland.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask it. Like, is it a case of you will eventually have to kind of move your base if you want to go to that next level, be that a scholarship to the likes of Australia or America or wherever that might be?
Yeah, like, even I'm training like twice a day or three times a day even, but like, it's nothing compared to Australians out there. Like, they're just focused on surf life saving, where here it's kind of hard to get into the sea during Christmas. Like, so even in Australia, they're out there like, I'd say, three times in the sea a day. It's kind of hard to compete with that. Like, so I want to go out there and see what it's like, and hopefully get better to try get my goals to go to the Olympics. Yeah.
Well, given that you set a target in fourth class in school and that's now within touching distance, I don't think anybody would back against you doing that. We saw there recently on social media, you're now a brand ambassador.
Yeah. So I got sponsored by Ishka, which is a board brand. And they just basically said that, like, I'm doing well in the sport and they'd be happy to have me. So I'm so glad I'm brand ambassador. So it's finally come, like, especially for a girl in sport. And, like, it's hard competing up against all the lads, like, when they get a lot of recognition. And they're just saying that they love to have a girl ambassador to represent them. And because I'm kind of, like, I see myself as a role model, like, for the little kids as well, because even I was racing yesterday and they're all coming up to me because they're like, are you Leanna Dan going away to Worlds and Europeans, come back with loads of individual medals, which isn't really done often, like. So it was just really nice to have them come up. So if they're like ever interested in something or trying to get onto the pathway, like, I could just give them advice, especially from like a girl's perspective. So even like the board, like, that I'm sponsored by, like, I was just using it the whole time, so it's great to have some recognition and sponsorship now.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that in terms of the split between male and females within the sport, how does that all work?
Well, I suppose it's like kind of the same, but like, it's not really like the girls, it's girls and boys in sport, like, it's completely different, but they try to do it the same way, but it's just, we don't get the same recognition, or like, it's kind of different in the sense that, like, promotion and stuff like that. So I'm here today to just talk about that, like, girls, if you're ever like interested in sports, like, keep doing it, like, because there's a big dropout age where like girls are like losing interest and stuff, because like lads are like like more muscular, and they're more like even like a few of the lads yesterday, like they were at training once or twice a week, and they could just come in yesterday and knock out a serious times where like girls are like training, I'd say 2 months every single day, and then still get the same times. Like it's way harder than lads think.
Yeah, well, there's one thing for sure and certain. There was never a challenge that Ladan went back from, and you're certainly holding true to that. So just finally then to wrap it up, for the rest of the year, in between this and, say, next Christmas, what's the plans competitively for you?
So basically I'm just getting back on track from a burnout, which is quite hard, but I'm getting back on track now since I got the times yesterday, which I'm happy about. I'm on the national squad once again, so it's just getting myself ready for trials and getting picked for the Australian, to get picked for Australia now. And I'm just looking forward to competing there, I suppose, yeah.
Well, look, we wish you the very best of luck with that.
And
thanks for taking the time to come in to chat to us. It's something we should do a little bit more often, and hopefully we'll have plenty of cause to do that. We'd never know, I might even get a trip to Australia to cover you in a couple of years' time. Leanna, thanks so much, and the very best of luck for the rest of the year.
This feature, Sport in Focus, is funded by Cumasun Na Mban with a television licence fee.